last game was set in match, and we've gone nearly 40 minutes into the game. He's blown it up now the full time, but he kept playing away. But they had it, look at the better side, they deserved it, you know, and there's very great excitement out here. But what brilliant football, brilliant ball up the field, kicked up the field, worked through, and they worked the goal. And that man, Stephen Courtney, had three times he had the ball. He hasn't a lot of pace, and he kept passing it to other players, and he got it right, and they finished it to the net. Great performance all round. Disappointing for Buncrana. Very good period in the first half, up to 14-15 minutes, when the tactic of putting the sweeper back, that the Black Hill made a decision to do that. Buncrana didn't cope well with it, and likes of Ray and Bradley and Jigger and Connor and them went out of the match, as I say. Disappointing Buncrana. Look, great for them from their point of view to get here, but you have to say that Black Hill Gales were the better side, and a big performance. I think there were seven Courtneys on the field at the end. You know, a great achievement for that family, cousins and brothers. Brilliant achievement. I thought you mentioned Cuburn in the midfielder, great game, Dermot Daly. They showed you how... They really showed teams how to play football. Very, very simple, good, with a bit of pace, and give the ball to always a better player in a better position. Use their pace to deliver scores, not the way they did. Took the right options all the time. No way selfish. And that bit of pace and putting Shane Courtney back a sweeper made a big, big difference to the game. But that man, Dermot Daly, in the middle of the field, he looked maybe not pacing, but he could kick points left foot Cuburn. And for Tommy Gehan, the man who got the goal, Michael Gehan. Well, here are these players. James Staley, I thought, was brilliant. We'll see who gets man of the match. What player? It could be Tommy Gehan. It could be James Daly. From McCann's point of view, it was great to see, you know, it was great to see Ryan Bradley in the final. Disappointing, but it's a great achievement to get to the final. Now they have to move on it next year, up into the intermediate in Donegal next year, and we know how good they are, and keep that team together, keep the players together and everything else. Hopefully Jigger didn't pick up, Darragh Connor didn't pick up too bad a knock there, but have to say, better team you'd have to think one at the stage. The first half it looked great after 14 minutes, 5 points to one, but since that it was all Black Hill Gales, and they came out that second half and they deserved it. One can only get 1 point from playing the second half. Other team won it, we can't, there's no complaints about that there. And there was a goal in it, but it went to Black Hill Gales for it.
Yeah, but I'll pull you back on that opportunity John Campbell had, and maybe suppose, look, Buncrana in the second half, they just didn't get going, Martin, just didn't materialise for them at all. And suppose in Healy Park, the town end goals, the scoring goals, as they always say, but just from a Buncrana point of view, they started the brightest in the first half, it has to be said. Then they dwindled out. Just then in the last, I suppose in the last 5-10 minutes in the first half, they came back to life. They scored 3 points, unanswered scores, it has to be said. At halftime, going on 8-5. It was Black Hill who really came out in the second half. Just didn't allow Buncrana to get their game plan going once again. And suppose really cut out that supply into Darragh O'Connor, into John Campbell and also to Ryan Bradley.
Yes, exactly. The big players we see in the start was brilliant. Watching them was John Campbell inside with Ryan Bradley and Darragh Connor playing off them in a triangle. And it was great to watch. But the minute Shane Courtney with the sweeper back, he couldn't kick the ball in there. He went back a sweeper. He couldn't kick the ball in there. And they cut out a lot of that supply. They were cutting out the balls. He had to run the ball. And it was more difficult to run the ball against a team like that there. And you have to give Black Hill Gales credit for the way they got that exactly right after that 14 minutes. I mean, they won the game completely after that. But they had a lot of quality players, you know. I talked about it before, and that in Monaghan, particularly Monaghan and Tyrone, they come up very strong intermediate and junior clubs here. And we've seen that today with this Black Hill Gales team, you know, and Aidan McCabe, the manager, is a Cavan man. He's over working with them. He's actually working as a coach in Cavan and the Cavan County Board. But we'll give them credit. But from Buncrana's point of view, it's been a good year. Great year. Any year you get to an Ulster final is a great year. Disappointing. They'll be disappointed with that and everything else. But when they look back at it, we had a great year and everything else. And they put it up. They kept there in the game, you know, just going down to the wire, that this game went down to the last minute. So great for them. You know, they didn't get over the line. But point of view is build on this here is the most important thing from their point of view. And as I said, you know, it was good to see Jigger in the field, and it was great to see Ryan Bradley there, you know. And Keelan McGonigal is a big put in a big shift, you know, that 45, so it was understandable that only made a big shift. And you had, you know, we talked about John Campbell inside, you know, getting ball into him and everything else. So Matthew Mulholland, a young lad that's only doing his leaving, I think, next year, whatever, or this year, Matthew Mulholland, a big player who played really, really well. So they'll be happy. It's very disappointing. It's disappointing. Losing finals is always disappointing. But it's what you do now. The important thing from their point of view is to build on. It's great to get an Ulster final. You know, probably things you dreamed of in the past. And Black Hill Gales, you have to say, they were the better side. And that period of time made the difference. And they showed their quality. And they have a lot of quality players. And there'll be a big night there, or a big couple of weeks there for a while now. We're going to go forward to the All Ireland Club. It's a tribal match. And end up the better team won.
Yeah, well, Donegal clubs can't make it three in a row from the junior title Ulster titles, that is. Unfortunately, as Martin indicated, defeat for Buncrana this evening in Healy Park here in Omagh. They've been defeated in the Junior Ulster final. It's Blackhill of Monaghan are victorious. 111 to 9 points was the final score.